This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and I want to talk to you today as I continue our study of the fact that marriage is for mature people, not for babies, to talk about how to recognize immaturity. First of all, I suggest that we should learn how to recognize the marks, the identifying marks of an immature person, and I suggest that emotional immaturity manifests itself in selfishness. You know, when we're little children, we're very selfish. We're centered upon ourselves. We're wrapped up in ourselves. A little 2-year-old child cares little or nothing about the trials, the troubles, the sorrows, and the needs of other people. He's more concerned about his own broken toy than he is about the burning house of his neighbor. He's more concerned about the stubbing of his own toe than he is about the cancer in the abdomen of his neighbor. And I wonder how many of us husbands and wives have this kind of attitude. How many of us show this kind of selfishness, this kind of immaturity? Let's say, for example, the husband has a hard day at the office. He's worked hard. He feels sorry for himself. He comes home whining, complaining about what a hard life he has. At the same time, his poor wife has labored like a dog, as we say, all day long, but he isn't interested in her problems. She had 4 children to look after all day. She's had to do this in addition to her regular housework. But the husband is interested only in himself. He's interested in the fact that the boss has complained at him, has threatened him with his job, and so forth. His golf game isn't going right, and so on. His immaturity will cause unhappiness in that home. The wife will not get the love, the affection, the tenderness, and consideration which she needs and deserves, and the children will not either. On the other hand, sometimes the wife is mature. Sometimes they're both immature. And when both husband and wife are immature, then real trouble results. But there's another mark of immaturity, and that is of ingratitude. The immature, childish person is not thankful for his blessings, and all of us can surely admit that we're not as thankful for our blessings as we ought to be. The Bible teaches us to give thanksgiving without a ceasing. A little child is not thankful. You take a 2-year-old child, you may shower gifts upon him, but he isn't really thankful. No matter how much he gets, he just takes it for granted. He feels the world owes him everything he gets and more. A tired, sick mother can sit up all night with a sick baby, but that baby is not going to be thankful for it. He isn't going to be grateful. In fact, he won't give it a thought. How many of us who are married show this kind of immaturity? How many of us are ungrateful, no matter how much our companion does for us? Let each one of us strive to develop the habit of counting our many blessings. Be thankful for the love and devotion shown to you by your companion and show that gratitude. It doesn't hurt to say thank you. In fact, it should be said, and it should be said often. But there's another mark of immaturity I want to talk to you about, and that is the demand to have your own way. This is much like the first mark of immaturity that I've talked about, and yet I think this point deserves a separate notation. You know, a little child wants to have his own way. And when he doesn't get that way, he usually becomes angry and throws a tantrum. He might even fall down on the floor and kick his feet or bump his head on the floor, or sometimes hold his breath. Sometimes people who are mature chronologically, and by that I mean by reason of years, are not mature emotionally. They still try to get what they want by throwing a fit, as we say. A boss screams at his workers or pounds on the desktop. Immature husbands and wives, in a battle to see which one will have their way, scream and say cutting, wounding things to one another. They're impolite and discourteous to one another. These things ought not to be. And mature people, Christian people, those who really love the Lord, do not act that way. They do not do it with other people, and they do not do it with their husbands or wives, and they do not do it with their children. I've seen people who claim to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ become angry with their children after letting them misbehave for a long time without proper correction and suddenly lose their tempers and knock them back over into the corner. This is not a proper way of dealing with one's children, and it isn't a proper way of responding to one's responsibility to his wife or to his husband. But our time is gone today, and I hope that you will study your Bible in the meantime and pray seriously about these matters and determine to live day by day as Jesus Christ would have you to live. Be back with us next time as we continue our study of the great Bible subject of the Christian home, and in particular the relationship of husband and wife.